holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 3024. Baruch Hashem, the 12th day of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin, Tezva, Brooklyn, Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, after an interruption, it was pleasant for me to receive your letter from the third day of Cheshvan, in which you write, although you write it very, very briefly, about your activities, about the activity amongst the army people in the past week. And the Rebbe says, for sure, in the future, you will write more in details. And the Rebbe says, in a parenthesis, perhaps the Rebbe says that there would be fitting that after your lectures, I guess this person went around giving lectures, after you give a lecture, you should allow that those who want to stay in connection through letters, I guess in those days the most communication was done through letters, before the email, before WhatsApp, before the internet. So those who want to stay connected by writing over here to figure out a question that is really confusing them. So the Rebbe is actually offering his help. If they want to write basically to the Rebbe, if they have a question that is disturbing them, that's confusing them, so the Rebbe says, do that. And the Rebbe says, also, right over there, you have to make sure that this is not a fundraising. We're not a place to collect money. In other words, sometimes you give them the address, so then it becomes an envelope. And then the Rebbe said, this is not about that. So the Rebbe says, do it all as on your own, not as an agent, not as a shaliach from here. That you can just say, there's some people that do so. Sometimes, the Rebbe says, tell them, there is a delay in the response, but at the end, everybody gets the answer. So the Rebbe is basically telling him, you know, if there is sometimes a question, give them my address, tell them to write to the Rebbe. This is something which has been adopted later on, and people all the time, you know, we know, write to the Rebbe, and now our present situation, go to the oil, to the Rebbe, still write to the Rebbe on the oil, but this was the Rebbe's suggestion. And the same thing the Rebbe says, perhaps it will be proper to give a Tanya to some who are exceptional, who they excel exceptionally in some aspect of Judaism amongst the army people. That would be a personal, in addition to giving a Tanya in the army camp to the Moadonim or the library, that's the entertainment or the place where they the gathering places, or the library of the army. So a book Tanya should be there for everybody's use. But if somebody who excels or maybe answers the questions properly or whatever, to give them. If there is these institutions, I guess these places to put the Tanya in the proper place. Okay, so here you see the Rebbe again is thanking him for writing, but the Rebbe says, too short, write in great detail. And the Rebbe makes the suggestion, if they have issues, to write to him, to the Rebbe, and tell them this is not about any collections, just writing to the Rebbe for getting some response. The Rebbe suggested to maybe give a Tanya to those who excel in something specially. And the Rebbe finally says, I'm surprised that you don't mention anything about your wife's health. And the Rebbe says, something, there was an issue there, for sure. Everything is beseder, everything is in order, and b'shalom, and peace. The Rebbe says, in the bottom over here, I'm giving a listing of the booklets of the Machanayim, those that are publication they published over there, which is a, I guess, an army publication. It's called Machanayim, received with blessings for Hatzlocha and all the above. And the Rebbe writes in the PS that all the booklets for the Machanayim that were came out for the 21st of Menachemov Tovshin Yud Dalad, for Menachemov Tovshin Tes through Tovshin Yud Aleph, Hagodah Shel Pesach Tavshin Ches Yud Aleph Shvuin, a weekly from Chav Zayin to Lamed Aleph. He's just listing there. We can look it up there. And the Rebbe says that the booklets 1 through 26 have not yet been received. Those are from those booklets. He's giving to the Rebbe a listing from those booklets that they received and that they wrote. I mean, the Rebbe's busy schedule. The Rebbe says, listen, I don't always get the answer immediately, but in the end, you get your answer. In the end of the answer, you get. So, encourage the people to write if they have a question, and the Rebbe says, I will answer them. And the Rebbe is encouraging, I guess, to continue the work. If you have to write in detail to the Rebbe, that means you got to do a lot of work, because if the Rebbe wants a long report.